Hello, my audio boomers. It is February 23rd, 2015. It's about 8:30. So, I think it was about an hour, from the last time I left an audio boo. And I'm going to do February number 22 topic, which is describe your home and or describe your most favorite room in your home. I can tell you, sitting in the car right now, having left the grocery store, it is minus 18 outside, with a wind chill probably closer to minus 25 to maybe minus 30. I'm just trying to get my glove on. Oh, sorry. Okay. And I can tell you that anywhere at home is my favorite room. Nice and warm, toasty, with a cup of tea. Oh, I can't wait to get home. But if there is, I guess, a room that is my favorite, I don't really have a favorite room, because there are several rooms where I spend time in the house. There is the kitchen, which sometimes doubles as my office if I have my laptop and I'm doing some work. There is also my office itself, which is in the basement of the house. Unfortunately, it's not finished yet. The walls are just drywall with no paint or even primer. And there's no ceiling, so you can see all the joists of the floor and all the various pipes and tubes and heating ducts and everything else. So it looks quite industrial downstairs, to say the least. And very, very rather unkempt, I have to admit. It's not my favorite place to be, but it is where my Mac is and where I record a lot of my treble steps and whatnot. But it's not really that welcoming. And I'm hoping in the next year, maybe, to make it much more welcoming with a proper ceiling. And I'm going to mud and tape all the drywall, which basically means I put a thin coat of plaster on all the screw places where I've screwed it into the joists, into the wall studs. And there's tape that goes over the joints between the drywall sheets. And then mudding is basically plastering between and over this this tape to cover the seams. Once it's all done and straightened out and painted and primered and then painted, it actually comes out quite nice. Maybe I'll include some pictures at some point and talk about the process. So I guess the second most favorite place would be my office, I suppose. Third favorite place, when the weather's nice. And sometimes during the summer, it can be actually my favorite place, is my garage. Garage/workshop, where I do a lot of different things, be it woodworking, to building stuff, to fixing things on my little workbench, to, of course, working on my motorcycle or my scooter or even my car. I would say the garage is my one of my definitely my play areas. During the winter, I guess the other place where I sit down and read and sometimes use my laptop is the bedroom. I'll sit there and sometimes play my bass or my guitar. Both my bass and my guitar are actually in the bedroom, as opposed to being in downstairs in my office, because there's not really any place for them. And also, it's quite a dusty environment downstairs. And even my poor Mac shouldn't really be down there. I discovered that my super drive no longer works on my Mac. And although I did try the famous credit card wrapped with a tissue trick to try to clean the lens on the super drive, the optical drive. It didn't work. So thankfully I have a USB, external USB drive that I've had for many, many years, which I used with many computers. And I plugged it in this week and it works just fine. So although it's loud, it's really loud. It sounds like a 747 taking off when you first turn it on and the fan comes on in the back. And then when the CD or the DVD starts to spin, holy smoke, it just vibrates on the desk and makes a cacophony. It's incredible, but at least it works. So, you know, it's better than the internal super drive of my Mac, which seems to have given up the ghost, and I am not going to bring it anywhere to fix it, and I'm certainly not going to try to open it up. I will just not bother with it and just use an external drive. I'll probably buy myself a small slot-loading external drive and put it away somewhere under a desk or something, because I don't use the CD very often. I only do it to, say, rip a CD, like a music CD, every now and then if I buy one from a used record CD store. Or if I burn something, I burn a DVD or something like that. But other than that, I don't. So what am I? I'm probably going to buy an external slot loading one, a USB one. They're often sold with and for laptops. And what I'll do is I'll make a little case for it. So I'll put it inside and put it in my drawer and protect it from the ambient dust in the basement when it's not in use. In fact, my musical keyboard, my printer, they're all covered in this cloth that I found. It's actually made for covering car seats for your pets. It's sort of like a sheet of impermeable material with a soft backing, and it's, if I'm not mistaken, it was like $1.50 or $2 for this huge sheet. And it's great. I cut it up in pieces, sew it up, and I've made a cover for my printer and a cover for my keyboard. And I made something else too. I can't remember right now. Anyway, oh, my scanner too. Yeah, that's right. So getting back quickly, what other room do I spend a lot of time in? I guess maybe the living room, but you know, I don't watch a lot of TV, so spending time in the living room. Sometimes I'll sit there and read. I might bring my laptop or my tablet downstairs and spend time with the family as they're reading or watching TV. I might flip through some websites or something, or maybe read a bit of an ebook, or you know, just to spend time with the family, be in the same room with them. I guess that just about covers everything. When we first bought our house, I never really liked it. I didn't like the open concept of it. I didn't like the condition it was in. But at the time we bought it, to me, it felt like a sound decision, because I wanted to get into the market, because I knew that going forward, housing was going to skyrocket, and I thought it was going to take a bit longer, but it happened almost, I would say, 6 to 8 months after we bought our house. The prices started going up and up and up and up and up and up. And the value of our house has, at this point, just slightly more than doubled from the time we bought the house some 13 years ago now. We've been living in that house for 13 years. That's bewildering in itself. We bought the house in, I guess it would have been 2011? No, 2012? No, what am I saying? 2012. We bought the house in 2002. That makes sense. 13. Yeah, yeah. So 2002. Yeah. Anyway, that's it. That's my February number 22 entry. And I guess tomorrow morning I will be doing February number 23 and February number 24. Thanks for listening.